Well, Donegal Bay is a good place to bottom those dolphins. We record them regularly and frequently in the summer. But 100 bottlenose dolphins is a lot of bottlenose dolphins. So I guess it must be food. There must be good feeding there, and they've all come together and will stay in the bay as long as there's food available.
And with so many bottlenose dolphins coming into the shore in Donegal Bay, there's going to be an increase in people going to see the dolphins. What advice would you have for these people?
Well, there is, and we'd encourage them because it's a fantastic experience. Bottlenose dolphins are very boisterous and active and will approach boats and approach people. They're curious. And, of course, you can see these animals from land, so good headlands, good vantage points like Mullaghmore and Sligo and St. John's Point in Donegal, a fantastic place to see these animals without disturbing them at all, and you can watch them for hours. So go and enjoy it. It's fantastic, but please respect them as wild animals and don't get in the water with them. I've been working on them for 18 years, and I'd be frightened to get in the water with them. They're big, strong animals, so just show them respect.
Would they cause any danger if someone was to get into the water with the dolphins?
Only if the person didn't behave properly. Bottlenose dolphins have killed people before, but it's only when people act a maggot and try and grab them or touch them or interfere with them. And they wouldn't be deliberately trying to kill you, but they'll ram you or they'll hit you with your tail. And they're very powerful animals, and that'll can cause all sorts of injuries. So it's best not to do that. You wouldn't get out and join a pack of lions. So don't jump in the water with a big pod of dolphins.